Blog Talk Radio. joining in. I want to say this. When you trust God, you have to know back. I'm going to go back to Isaiah 26, verse 3. So thou wilt trust him and perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in the Lord. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Your strength is trusting in the Lord. It may sound like I'm repeating some things for those that have been on Facebook with me live, but I'm doing Blog Talk at the same time. So when you can trust God with your unbelief, when you can trust God when everything is going good. But as I was finna say, I love the word finna, as I was finna say before, when you trust God with things when it's not going the way you want to go, when you trust God when you get bad information or bad news, when you trust God, even though it may not be what you want to hear, it may not be what you want to say or you're going to say, it may not be what you want to ask God for. You may want to say, God, why? Even trust God in that place where you can talk to him. And his words say you may not understand it now. Even the man or woman of God would teach you and tell you, you may not understand it now, but if you just keep on trusting in God and keep on giving God the praise and the glory, you will be able to understand it later. You have to know that when you get a chance to trust God, you got an awesome chance there, because, see, everybody don't want to trust God because everybody don't want to hear about God. As I had played earlier, and I'll play it again in a little while, Donnie McClurkin record, he said, I trust you, Lord. He asked the question, will you trust him when things ain't going so well? Will you trust him when you get bad news? Will you trust him when you lose a loved one? Yeah, those are hard questions. And you may have to sit back and say, well, I don't know now. But if you could trust him with the good, you know you have to trust him with the bad. One thing I do know is, through it all, growing up, I used to hear my mom in the kitchen singing Calvary. I used to hear my mom singing, don't let the devil drive, because if you let him drive, you know, he'll want to ride. Not just the words say, the record say, don't let him ride, because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. But my mom used to say, don't let him drive. Because if you let him drive, he's definitely going to want to ride you to the dirt. He's going to want to ride you below. He will ride you out of your mind, because his job is to come to kill, steal, and destroy. I have a friend, I talked to her today, named Big Sue. Her real name is Sonia. And she had said to me, when I talked to her earlier, she said, girl, I see you on Facebook, and I'll be following you. What you doing, evangelizing now? And out of all the things I could say, I said to her, I said, Sue, I couldn't run no more. I've ran from God long enough. I don't care what people say or people think. I got to do what God has told me to do. So I'm going to trust God, because I do know that when I was out here in the world, we was at parties and people got shot by us, shot in back of us, shot in front of us. The bullet didn't ricochet. The bullet didn't miss over our head and come down. The bullet didn't go through nobody and hit us. I mean, the stuff we saw, we was a witness of, and because we were young and we thought we would live forever, we just went right back to partying like it never happened. Not knowing that because our mother trusted God that when she let us loose, you know, that's how the world would say, let us loose, let us out here, go in them streets and party, because we were young. And she allowed us to be young because she trusted whatever she put in us. We weren't going to depart from it. And as you see, me and my sisters are now working in the ministry together. We're doing it. The youngest, you know, the word of God says the youngest will lead the oldest of the older. Our younger sister is the one that introduced us to this ministry line, the blog talk, the Facebook. She allowed us to be a part of her ministry because she understood her ministry started at home. So if you can't witness to your family first, who can you minister to? If you can't tell your family first, you trust God and you believe God and you give it all to God, who can you tell? You could tell a stranger, but who knows you better than your family? I see posters on Facebook all the time, and I hear people say all the time, can't nobody hurt you like your family. But don't nobody know you like your family either. So if you stay faithful and focused and trust God, don't worry about what people say and don't worry about what people think, because when you trust God that you're doing what he told you to do and what he's leading you to do and he's guiding you to do, once you do that, you don't worry about it. Now, I had asked you to turn to Isaiah 26, and I read verse 2 through 4. Let's see what his words say in Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 13. Can we do that? Would y'all do that with me? Just read along with me. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water the earth and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fig tree, and instead of the bearers shall come up the the myrtle tree, and it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So God just said our ways are not his ways, so our thoughts his thoughts. That's why I say if we could trust God, if we could think outside the box, God would take over. You know, I'm hoping people are looking. I'm hoping people are listening. I'm hoping people are joining in and reading along with us, because one thing I do know is I've learned in the last, since 2006, I've learned to trust God, because I have had some health issues. I've shared my testimony many times. I don't mind sharing it, because all it is just letting you all know where God has brought me from, what God has done for me, because I have trusted him totally. I've trusted him with my health. I trust him with my family. I've trusted him with everything. When I've lost everything, when I tell you I had to start over from scratch, not one time, but two times. And right now. You could just see a portion of my house. Came December of 2018, God allowed me to buy another house. God allowed me to go from no car to a car, from a car to three cars, and I still have a motorcycle. God has allowed me to come back from not just heart problems, but from a stroke where it don't even look like I had a stroke. Not unless I show you the scar on my neck. When I walk, I don't have a drag. I have the ability to move my hands. I have the ability to move my arms, move my head. I have the ability to talk. I have the ability to walk. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of all that God has done for me, I know it's because my mother prayed for me. The word of God talks about the tears of the saints that's in heaven. I could imagine the tears that my mom has in heaven for her family. Because when we was growing up, our house was the house that basically everybody lived in. We have a lot of family members that came and lived with us. We have a lot of family members that came to our house and ate. We had a lot of family members that came to our house and got assistance from our parents. We have a lot of family members that our parents wouldn't assist, because that's the type of mother and father we had, that they believed, excuse me, that family goes first. A lot of times when I'm on Facebook, you'll see me say, family first. Family first. Because you have you, and you have your family, whether they're your immediate family or your distant family. But the family first. When our parents taught us that, they taught us that if you help your family, you're not doing nothing but what was right and what is right. No matter how your family try to treat you, you let them know how far they're going to go. You let them know how they're going to treat you. But at the end of the day, you always tell them what thus said the Lord. I have a sister that tells me all the time. She says, Renee, I believe God with everything. She was in the military, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. She tells me if God, she only going to accept what God allows. And God is only going to allow what she accepts. She tells me that all the time. She tells me that so much that it got into my spirit. I'm only going to put before God that he's going to allow because I accept it. And it's a lot of things I'm just not going to accept. I'm not going to accept people trying to handle me any kind of way. Because, see, a lot of times people get it twisted that when you say you saved, they get it twisted that you're a sucker. They get it twisted that you are a punching bag. They get it twisted that they can try to treat you any kind of way. But even with Jesus, when he found them selling what they were selling and doing what they was doing in the house of God, he said, this house is a house of prayer. He turned over the tables. He did what he did because he was angered because of the disrespect for his father's house. And I said that to say this. You can anger a saint. Some are delivered, some are seeking deliverance, but you are not going to treat us any kind of way. Because if you do, it's not so much you got to worry about what we're going to do. You got to worry about what God's going to do. Because God is not going to allow you to treat his people any kind of way, because we trust God. I'm telling you, trusting God with everything is the only way. You have to trust God with your kids. You have to trust God with yourself. You have to trust God with your going, your coming. You have to trust God even when you're sleeping. You got to trust God even with the water you're drinking nowadays. You got to trust God with the food you eat. You got to trust God with the food you buy it. You got to trust God with the gas you buy. You got to trust God with the gas in your house. You got to trust God with everything that leads to you, belongs to you, comes to you. And then you got to trust God with the stuff that you're giving out. Because you don't want to go buy something and give it to somebody and they get sick. When we was growing up, we was taught to pray over our food, bless our food, give God thanks. We have to trust God that when we pray, that he hear us. We were taught that no matter how many times of the day when you pray, repent before you pray, because you may have said something or did something that you weren't even aware of that was considered sinful in the sight of God. So now I believe to this day right now, if I buy something to give to someone, I don't care if it's food or clothes. When you give something to somebody, you should pray over that before you give it to them, because it may seem simple and silly, but this is a cruel, wicked, and crooked world. Everything is about money, money, money. Higher, higher, higher. If I could push you farther down, they figure that they could go farther up. But I'm telling you, as Apostle Thomas used to say, and as Prophet Antoine always say, and as Pastor Troy say, Dr. Wright say, and Apostle Alexis Cecilia say all the time, delay don't mean deny. Trust God with whatever you're asking him for. Some things God's going to give to you like that. Some things he's going to make you wait for. Some things he's just not going to give you. But you have to trust God that what he's doing is to bless you. What he's doing is to be for the best for you. What he's doing will bring out the best in you. Trust God. Do anybody have any questions or comments they would like to make or ask me? Because I like to interact with the viewers. I like to interact with people that's watching the ministry, that's talking and that's listening to me. If you're going to listen to me, please talk to me so we can both know what the Word of God says. Because if I don't know it, I'll find it out. I'll get in this book. If I can't get it tonight, I'll be back on Monday. Apostle says, I accept what God allows. I know that's right, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. Only accept what God allows. If God allows it, okay, if God allows someone to step on your shoes, that may be your favorite pair of shoes, and it may be making your outfit look glamorous. But if somebody step on your shoes, do the opposite. They'll say, you stepped on my shoes. Just say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have my foot in your way. Or just move it back. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give you a little more room. You know, be a little more courteous. Thank you, Mark, for joining in. Thank you, Red, for joining in. Be a little more considerate of what's going on. Trust God to know that when he's giving you a situation, he's also giving you a way out. Anybody and everybody can jump up and snap out. But is anybody and everybody going to jump up and say, you know what, I know it was my fault, but I'm going to just go on so this thing don't go any further, so that I don't embarrass God, embarrass myself, embarrass the saints, where people look at me and say, oh, that's an ain't. All I'm saying is trust God. Read Isaiah 26 and 3 and 4. It tells you about trusting God. Trusting God is everlasting. Trusting God will give you strength. Trusting God will give you a power over a matter that you don't even have to figure out. Because if you give it to God and you trust God that he's going to take care of it, don't talk about it. Don't take it back. Just give it to him in his word in Isaiah 15. It says it's going to accomplish that which it was sent out. You know, I tell my son, I tell my husband a lot of times, I won't take it back. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. Because one thing I do know is I'm trusting God with everything that's in me. I'm trusting God with everything that I have to offer. I thank God that earlier I was talking about when I allow my son to go away to school. Yes, I could say I allow my son to go away to school. Because a lot of people don't allow their children to go away to school. A lot of people keep their kids right here with them. Come around here, baby, and say hi to the people for me. This is my son. Look at that hound.
Don't worry about my hair.
I trust God with him. He went away to school because he believed he could do it. And because God gave him a dream when he was a little boy that he could go to college, he believed God. He talked to God and told God he wanted to go away to school. And because he believed that and trust God, he did it. So he believed he could do it, he did it. What is Cecilia saying now? How can you trust God if you don't know what the trust is, or if you know that you know God and his will, word, and his way? Well, the best thing I could say is if you repent first, and if you don't even know how to do it, you just talk to God like you're talking to me or anybody else. Get one of these. I like the King James Version better. Get one of these and start reading the word. If you just have to start at Genesis 1, if you have to just start reading about in the beginning, if you just have to learn the Lord's Prayer, if you just have to talk to other Christians about God, get into a Bible teaching church that would teach you about God. A lot of times we understand or we think that we know the word of God because we listen to what somebody else say or what somebody else said. That's why I said if you get this and you read it for yourself and you pray, you talk to God and set up a relationship with God and ask God questions. If you need to ask him out loud in the privacy of your home or wherever you at, or if you need to just talk to God in your heart and in your mind, talk to God and ask God to teach you how to trust him. Ask him if you are trusting him with everything, because a lot of times we could say we trust in God, but we will keep talking about that thing and we'll keep taking that thing back and we'll keep want to tell somebody our story. You know, if you give it to God, if you give him your heart's desire, if you give him the situation, if you give him your problems, if you give him your wishes, you give it to God. Don't talk about stuff that you have given to God, because a lot of times you could abort that dream. You could abort that promotion. You could abort that gift. You could abort it because of this. You know, if you're going to trust God, you're going to ask God to teach you to trust him. If you don't know how to trust him, ask God to give you the desire. When we were younger, we went to church. I remember the man or woman of God would stand up in the church and tell us to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just keep saying Jesus till something happened. They would teach us how to pray. And then if they saw that you was being rebellious or you didn't want to do it, they would say, baby, just ask God to give you a desire to be saved. Ask God to give you a desire to want to learn his word. Ask God to give you a desire to want to trust him. Because if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. You can trust me. Or you can trust your sister, brother. You can trust anybody else, somebody that you have seen. And you're going by the words that's coming out of their mouth. But God has given you a word that you can go back to and have reference. You can go back in this word and you can read it over and over and over again. You can keep looking at it to say, God, teach me how to trust you. God, I don't even know how to trust you. I don't even know if I want to trust you. I don't even know that your word shows me your way. Ask God to show you his way. I ask him to give it to you in a way that you would understand it. You know, I'm going to read what she said again. How can you trust God if you don't know what trust is? If you can trust yourself to do right by yourself, if you could trust the man or woman in your life to do right by you, ask God to give you that type of trust for him. God, teach me how to do right by you. Because when you wake up in the morning, when you can roll over, when you can do for yourself, even if you are not able to get up and walk around, but you woke up, you can trust God that he did that. If you have breath in your body, you can trust God that he did that. If you're in your right mind and you have an understanding of what I'm saying or what you're hearing or what's going on around, you can trust God to know that he did that. The other part of her question says, if you know that you know God and his will, then you know that you can trust God. If you know that you know God and you know his will, you can know that you can trust him. You know, you can trust him that his word also say, if you be good and willing, you can eat the good of the land. You know, I may not have said it the right way. I got stuff going on in my background that's kind of distracting me. But if you be obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And it say, and I'll tell you one thing about God's way. God is not going to lead you nowhere once you make up in your heart and mind you're going to follow him that you don't want to go. If you don't want to go, do like Jesus did when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Pray and ask God to say, Lord, let it be your will, not mine. You know, ask God to give you the desire. Ask God to give you the will to want to learn how to trust him. It's not hard. Yeah, well, sometimes we know it's not easy. But it's not easy to trust somebody sitting right there next to you when you know this person has maybe have been a person that you have never been able to trust, or it's been hard to trust them because you can't believe what they say or what they do. If you can find yourself willing to trust them, find yourself willing to trust God. Find yourself willing to get in his word. If you have to just get one scripture and just read it over and over and over and over again until you get that down in your spirit, down in your heart, because one day you're going to need that, and you're going to be able to pull that up to say, you know what? When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. What else? It say, what and how does trust and commitment differ or align? Well, once I commit myself to trusting something, I'm sure it's going to line up and change the difference of my thoughts. That's my personal feeling. I would like for anyone else to chime in and answer any of the questions that's asked, if you want to. It says, such as marriage and in a relationship, et cetera. Well, I'm learning that even in my relationship, sometimes I have to just shut up. I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes I have to just shut up or just look the other way. But all the time, I have to pray. because I have this thing called my mouth keep moving. My mouth keep moving. Sometimes I say things before I think, or I just say things because I just got to say it. I have the word my sister possibly likes to say, the gas. Got to say it. And I'm asking God, I'm trusting God that He's going to teach me how to be more committed to building my house instead of breaking it down. That's what I'm trusting God with. Like I said, I have a lot of things on the table that I'm trusting God with concerning my relationship, my lifestyle, my habits, my talking. You know, I could say my vocabulary, but I'm just going to say my talking, because sometimes the things that come out of our mouth are not always the best thing to come out. Sometimes we say things that we shouldn't say. Sometimes we say things that we don't need to say. Sometimes we have looks that say more than any words in the world could say. Because I know a lot of times the look on my face is a whole lot. Like when I'm hungry, my system teases me a lot. When I'm hungry, I manifest, my personality change. I guess I become like twin in the Bible about that soup. He wanted that soup so bad. But I'm asking God to teach me how to be more like Him. Teach me how to love what He loves and hate what He hates. I'm asking God to make me 100% saved, 100% desirable to be saved, 100% of righteous in His eyesight, not in your eyesight. I'm asking God to deal with me on a personal level. I'm asking God to be my Lord and Savior. I'm asking God to teach me how to trust Him even the more, even when I don't believe that He'll do it for me. I want to play this song for you all one more time. Some have heard it, some haven't. But I just want to play this song, and if you have any comments, please make comments, and I'm just going to come back to talk to you in a few minutes. I just want to play just a little bit of it.
All I believe in you, what
and not only like the music. So I hope you all enjoyed that little insert. I do not own the rights to that music, but I just wanted you to all hear that there is a need, a desire to trust God. If you could trust his word when he said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You know, we were taught that when we eat the roe, eat the whole roe, when you going into it, don't just call on God when things are going bad. Sometimes we need to just get in our mind, you know what, today is a good day. I'm just going to call on God to just say, Lord, I love you and I trust you. It's okay to say, God, I hope and I pray that nothing goes wrong. I hope and I pray that I don't lose anyone that I love. I hope and I pray that I don't have to deal with heartache on today. God, but if things is happening because it's what you call, God, I'm asking you to give me enough power and strength to trust you even right here. I have lost some loved ones this year, and the year is we're only in the fifth month. I lost two loved ones on the same day, and it just seems like ever since January, I've been losing loved ones. And I'm trusting God, along with my family, that we're going to pull each other through. We're going to make it. We're going to trust God. Because when we lost Apostle Sandra Thomas, our overseer, not only did her children lose a very important part of their life, our family lost a very important part of our life. We also lost Auntie on my father's side. Apostle Sandra Thomas was on my mom's side. Oh, we also lost that important member of our family. And then we lost Elder Kathy Kendall, who was a great part of this ministry. This is her blog talk, a Facebook Live Let's Talk ministry that I decided to substitute in her absence. We have lost family members. I have lost friends. Just the other day, I lost a very dear friend, Henry Pryde Jr. We call him Ski Wee. We got things going on in our life that we have to learn to trust God. We got family members that, and friends, you know you having situations going on in your body. Trust your body. Learn your body. Know your body. Go see the doctor. I'm talking to the men out here. Go get your prostate check. To the women and the men, go get mammograms. Men don't believe it, but men can have breast cancer too. But I'm saying to you all, trust your body that God has given you an understanding to understand your body. If you think something's wrong, go check. If you're not for sure, go check. Trust God enough to ask God to give you the right doctors, nurses, techs, and everybody else that will test you, provide for you, and put you in a place where you will be taken care of. Trust God with your health. Trust God with your sanity. Trust God with everything that concerns you and your family. I want to say I thank the people that tuned in tonight. I want to thank Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser for conversating with me. I want to thank everybody that wanted to conversate, but they didn't. I just want to say to you all, I love you all with the love of the Lord. We are ministry that's making sure that we do what God told us to do. I don't really understand why people find it so hard to trust God, because I know first thing something happens, they want to holler out, "Oh my God," or "Oh God." If you can trust God with your life, your family, your situation, your outcome, your outcast, your finances, if you could trust God with all of that, do you know how blessed you will be? If you could just wake up in the morning, after you say, "Thank you, Lord," just say, "God, I trust you. I know for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'll be grateful and thankful that you did. God, I'm going to trust you with this day because I thank you that you opened my eyes. I'm going to trust you enough to know that you're going to carry me through the day." You know, the word of God says, some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. Trust God that when you give him the glory and the praise, that he will bless your increase. So with that being said, I would like to say again, thank you all for joining in. We're going to pray real quick. I pray and ask God to just cover each and every one of you all that tuned in on the night and that took the time out to spend this hour with me. I thank God for this ministry that's going forth. And I'm going to trust God that people will tune in. People will spread the word. People will become a part of the Christian life. We will know that God is God because God has anointed and appointed certain things, certain places, certain ministries. God, you know, you heard all your life, many are called, but few are chosen. So we're going to just trust God concerning getting his word out. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. We want to say this Blog Talk ministry has been a blessing to me. Hope it has been a blessing to you all. I got to get my little notes so I don't forget anything. This Blog Talk is presented to you every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Thank you so much for opening up Blog Talk lines on tonight. I'm going to pause and give Blog Talk a chance to ask a question or make comments, and I want you all on Facebook Live to hear it, if possible. Anybody on Blog Talk have any comments or questions they want to ask? If so, please go ahead.
Good evening, good evening. I want to give thanks to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and to all that might be listening through Blog Talk or that might can hear me on Facebook. To understand, God can answer your prayers. God can answer you when no one else can. That's when I say you put your trust in the Lord no matter what you're going through. Because God has opened up my eyes so many times to let me know, no matter what it is, you come to me, you ask me, you believe in me, you trust me, and I will show you, I will give you what is best for you. It might not be what you want. Might not be what you asking for, but he has what is best for you. No matter what you think it is, he knows what's best. You're not going to always get what you want because it don't mean it is best for you. But no matter what you're going through, believe God has the answer, the right answer, and the best one that will serve you right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to have anything to say on Blog Talk tonight? Okay, well, we don't have any other comments. But again, I just want to say I want to thank everybody for just listening to the program on tonight, because God has really blessed us. He has kept some of us away from some things in our life that will have broken us, took us down a road that we didn't want to go. Those of us that has let him guide us. We have some that has didn't allow God to lead us, and they went on and said, I do, or they went on and got involved with someone, and when you look at the situation where they at, they hooked up with somebody now that looks like the Walking Dead, or have included them to become part of the Walking Dead. And I only say that because a lot of times we try to make things be ours and be for us that God never intended to be in our life. Some are there for a reason. Some are there for a season. Some are just passing through. And some of them should have never stopped by. Some of them we should have never let in. But because we did, God has still found mercy and grace on us to bring us out. So, again, trust God concerning yourself. So we're going to, again, end this program and just say, God, give them the heart and the ears to receive what was said on tonight, Lord. God, I thank you that you will give everybody a reminder to trust you with everything and always. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing Blog Talk. Thank you for allowing Facebook. We will be back with you on Sunday morning from 9:30 Central Standard Time a.m., 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser on Blog Talk. The phone number is 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354. We're also here on Monday night on Blog Talk Radio, where I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We will be here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, through That Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you could do about it. Keep this ministry in your prayers. I look forward to seeing you all next Friday. And please come with questions, and please come with a heart willing to accept, admit, and receive the word of God. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, I would love to say to you all, good night, and hopefully we will hear from you on Sunday morning and Monday night. Amen. Amen. Good night. Good night, Blog Talk.